Welcome to the ISIS Pep Talk, ISIS's polyethylene and polypropylene podcast. I'm Michelle Klump, ISIS's U.S. polymer editor. I'm here with George Martin, who is our Latin America polymers editor. Hi, George. Tell us a little bit about the status of Latin American polyethylene markets right now.
Hi, Michelle. Latin American polyethylene markets have been mostly steady in October, with some exceptions responding to the different local circumstances of each country. Some changes are caused by currency fluctuations, while others are motivated by tight supply and higher costs. Mexico has been able to increase prices for all grades of polyethylene based on tight supply. Recent maintenance on the Cangrejera cracker has caused other domestic polyethylene plants to stop because of diminished supply of ethylene. Producers in a country such as Argentina, which has serious inflation problems, must make continuous adjustments to polyethylene prices in order to preserve margins. And this is independent of feedstock behavior.
But I understand polyethylene prices are steady in Brazil. Is this the case?
Yes, it is. Braskem, the local producer in Brazil, has kept prices steady in October after the implementation of a steep price increase in September. Braskem has been striving in recent months to move domestic prices in the same direction that international prices move, even if the magnitude of the increase or reduction is different.
Tight supply has been a factor in the U.S. Gulf of late, particularly for high-density polyethylene grades. Do you see the same in Latin America?
In Mexico, the answer is definitely yes, because they had both of their high-density polyethylene plants, injection and blow molding, stopped in September. High-density polyethylene supply has tightened also in Argentina with natural gas shortages and maintenance turnarounds.
What do you see in the polypropylene markets in Latin America?
Polypropylene markets appear to be poised for price reductions, considering that the October propylene contracts in the U.S. Gulf settled at a discount of 2.5 cents below the September settlement. November prospects for propylene are still cloudy, but a rollover or slight reduction is today more likely than an increase. This is normal for this time of the year because propylene production is steadier and because inventories start playing a part in the strategy of companies that prefer to end the year with minimal stockpiles to lessen the tax bite. In dollar value, polypropylene price increases are less likely, but in local South American currencies, prices could go up to offset inflation and currency devaluation. Production in Chile is hampered in October because of a cracker turnaround by the local refiner. In addition, Argentina has had some production hiccups at the Petrochem plant since an explosion affected the nearby YPF refinery early this year. And let's not forget the fact that economies in Latin America have shown signs of slowing down in recent months, affecting demand for many polymers, including also PET and PVC, among others.
Do you think we still may get a tropical storm or hurricane in the U.S. Gulf this year?
This year appears less likely to bring one bad storm, but the possibility cannot be discarded. While the 2013 Atlantic hurricane season has not been an active one in terms of threatening storms, weather patterns have been strange of late. The really busy part of the season, typically August and September, is over. But there is usually a second peak of the hurricane season in October, according to climate experts, and we are at that peak right now. So we better keep our fingers crossed. The hurricane season officially ends on November the 30th.
Thank you, George. We'll meet again soon for our next Pep Talk.